to know that each moment is conditioned, not at any one's will. We do not make a decision to see, but seeing arises. We do not make decision to do this and that, because even thinking is unconditioned. No one can, is conditioned, thinking is conditioned. So it thinks of this or that, whatever one likes at that moment. So even thinking, without thinking, can there be decision?
Does that mean that everything is preconditioned?
It means what do you mean by preconditioned?
It's all determined.
No. By who?
Not as in the sense it's...
That's why we learn about all different kinds of conditions.
It means that if one would know all conditions, one would perfectly know what will happen in 1 year or tomorrow.
Buddha knew. No one knew about the details or the combination or the complex of each moment, which will condition a moment right now.
So it also means that...
Yes, no one but by conditions, because of accumulation of aramanupanisyapajaya, that you like that one many, many times until it becomes the habit.
Before I actually think which word to choose, it's already clear that I will choose this.
Okay. One was born differently by conditions, even different thoughts from accumulation at different moments for everyone. I cannot think like you think. I have to think, or the thinking here is conditioned from accumulation, and the thinking there is conditioned by accumulation too. If there's no experience, like I don't know the menu, I couldn't make decision. I have no habits of having it so often that I know I like it or dislike it. So I cannot understand. I cannot make decision. But after I have, then I know what I like once, and then I order it again because of accumulation. So it's not me, but it's the experiences which I pile up until it becomes one's habit or one thing that one makes decision. And the same as you, or no, different? You order one from me?
I order Ajahn.
The same or different?
I took from you the thing, and I took for me also that thing. But
same.
I changed a bit. No, I changed a bit, like... my aramanu panisayapachaya is different. I just changed the things.
And who you do know my aramanu panisayapachaya?
I just know mine.
So maybe like yours.
We will see.
Even potatoes are different by conditions. Yeah. Weather and soil and whatever conditions.
Those are also rupas.
Even the rupa. Otherwise, they would not be different flowers, different shape and form, different taste of fruit, see? Even they are only the individual object, but the combination, like weather and things like that, change, and rice and wheat are different, see? Everything is conditioned.
And with people is the same. We are the same,
right,
different,
one,
like the rice and potatoes, but different.
Only
way.
One personality.
Yeah. And we put so much attachment to our personality and how we are, but shall we not put the same attention like potatoes sometimes and rice?
For what reason?
To have a more understanding.
No, because otherwise there can will not be the understanding of that, because you are choosing or making it different.
Yes.
Let it be by conditions, and Panya can follow and understand everything when it's developed.
So Ajahn, no doctors and hospitals. No doctors and hospitals, what we talk in the morning.
I think that food is nutrition, and that's why we eat. And if we eat the unhealthy food, What about that? And when it's healthy, the body is good.
By
and
condition.
You see that even Buddha taught that do not be careless or underestimate about whenever which dharma will produce result. So while knowing this, one keep good health in order to live and understand the teachings. This is the point. Just live without understanding is like having more and more lopa dosa. But to see that so much to understand, and if we do not have such opportunity, who knows tomorrow? That there will never be the moment for listening again. And I have accumulation for olive, no matter from Spain or any country. Yeah. Among all the five senses, my interest is very little on taste and food. The last thing. I can live with just rice and fried eggs. That's enough for me. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, in terms of quantity, like you have no problem in the evening.
No, not at all. Not at all. I eat just what is needed. Pochana mattanyuta. You know that term? Pochana mattanyuta. Pochana is food. Mattanyuta. Moderate. Chai ka papraman. For your health. When I'm bored of everything, I have just rice and sauce. That's enough for me. Yeah. Okay. Maybe previous lives I lived like that in the forest. I don't know.
To my understanding, it doesn't matter too much if we eat a lot or eat little.
Right.
In terms of dhamma.
Right.
For health, we try to be moderate.
I think that the idea of I keeps one on the track, like it has to be this or that, but actually it depends on conditions right at that moment. And panya, rely on panya, believe in it. It can understand anything as it is, as what we are talking about, like the arising and falling away, and yeah.
And Ajahn, how is it with the ideas to be vegetarian or not vegetarian or to...
Thinking. By conditions, yeah. But the best thing is understanding. Otherwise, one is so good, but not perfect or pure because of the idea of self.
So one can be moderate and restrained to the outside appearance, but with a very strong idea of I am a person who is moderate and restrained and so forth.
I think that we think a lot in a day with dukkha about everything, okay, concerning the self. Yeah. Deeply rooted.
Yeah. I think it's some of it's attachment to self and some of it's mana. Like we're very conscious of how other people
it depends.
Perceive us.
For example, even there is nothing at all in the world, there is I. The moment of experiencing an object is I at that moment, when panya is not keen enough. Yeah. Even there is nothing in the world appearing at all, but there is that which experiences an object, and that is I. So we can know whether how much one clings to I only when one object appears, nothing else. The I is there or not, see? No matter its hardness or anything, it's still my part of my body, in memory only. Because the whole body does not appear, it cannot appear at all.
And is it the same, this idea of I that's always lurking in the background? Is that a function of sanya? Is that a
It depends. When it's wrong view, it takes that object as I. But when it's right understanding, even that thinking is a reality. That's why how keen Panya has to be before the idea of I can be eradicated. Absolutely. Now you know what Dharma is. Now you know that what Dharma is.
That's excellent. That's the name that I have.
Mm-hmm. Whatever appears now is real. And it appears for a while, very short. It appears for a while, very, very short. Because there is thinking of nimitta of the sign.
What is nimitta?
The sign, the mark, the shape and form.
Oh, okay.
Because it arises and falls away. So how can be the shape and form? Because it arises and falls away so fast all the time. What is left is only the mark or sign of whatever appears. While one is fast asleep, is the rupa arising? While one is fast asleep, is the rupa arising?
No.
Really? So no one there sleep? Gone completely. So there can be, since the reality are that way, we can talk about the citta, which does not experience anything through the sense door and mind door. At moment of sleeping, it does not experience anything through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind because there is no dream. And it's thinking. And sanya, memory of what is experienced, but not actual seeing, not actual hearing at all. But why do we see in a dream? It's like now, see? If I see Khun Gabby now, just see visible object, and the idea of Khun Gabby can keep in my mind until it can condition a dream of her. But no visible object of her at all. Only what I take from visible object as her. So in a dream, as many things, but no visible object appearing.
Even thinking is like a dream, isn't it?
Certainly, everything now is like a dream. Because when you wake up, what you got from a dream, it's gone. Like, so now, what you think you get from seeing, is gone. Like a dream. Exactly. So the difference is that in a dream, there's no seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. But when it's not a dream, there is this experience before thinking. And so thinking is like a dream. Looks good.
Ajahn, I have a question. Why we put so much importance to the stories, people and things?
By conditions. Yeah. But when you know that actually it's only a moment of thinking, if there's no thinking, no one, no situation, no world, no interesting story at all. So it's only a moment of thinking, and thinking does not last at all.
But some people think that the development of right understanding, if we know that everything what is there is anicca, that's enough. Don't need to worry or be confused because of reading.
Okay, they said that is life and everything is like that, but what now? Does it arise? Does it fall away? No, just the word saying or copying the term, arising and falling away. But it has to be the exact moment which it arises and falls away. So one can say that it really arises and falls away. Not only thinking or learning from book, but it arises and falls away. That's why only theoretical understanding cannot do anything to kilesa. It cannot harm or hurt or get rid of it. That's why no matter how much one learns, but still kilesa is there. It's just like touching the skin, but not go deep down to the marrow in the bone, the understanding. Very, very little. And when it goes wrong, or wrong understanding, it cannot lead to right understanding at all. Learn the right way to learn the teachings is to learn with detachment.
And is it to learn right everything, purpose. What happens, what appears?
When panya is there, it detached.
From but, anything.
But when there is no panya, is the self trying or is learning to know? For example, just the term Dhamma, see, it can bring degrees of detachment depending on understanding. Understanding develops just from hearing, and whatever arises is so real when panya can penetrate on it. But it is very gradually developed, like holding the knife's handle. When it's worn up, no one can see when from moment to moment. But right understanding is there, and one knows that it's not like before with ignorance at all. The best bread. Poland is famous in bread, I think. Yeah, I was told.
And when we're eating food, there's not only taste, but there's experience through the body.
It doesn't matter at all whether it's whatever happens, whatever appears, it's a reality. Otherwise, we try to put a name on it.
I was going to say that I often eat red food in the suttas about hard food, soft food, and I I suddenly realized that not only the taste is important to us when we eat, but the texture.
One moment at a time.
And other herbs.
So sometimes ground food, and this is our low
different moment, yeah, through body sense.
Like I say, developing panya in daily life, which means not trying to choose anything.
Panya is conditioned, it develops by conditions too. From now on, it's developing until it's the right awareness arrives from satyayana to vijayana.
In daily life, like now.
Yeah, everything.
Like now.
Like this.
Yeah.
it's very helpful, I want to hear that.
Yes.
We didn't talk about the sati, but we talked about this, very helpful.
Because it's exactly like this moment, see? We learn that this is Dhamma, that is from hearing, studying. But right understanding can be right there. Understand the hardness here naturally. Just begin to pay attention, attend to that characteristic which is no sound. Everything is no sound. Only a characteristic appearing from moment to moment.
We think that there are special occasional which are, there are no special occasions.
That is I. That is I or the self. Satipatthana is only the word, but the sati itself can arise only by conditions. If there is not enough understanding of reality right now, how can there be condition for awareness to arise and be aware of reality unexpectedly too? Because each one arises and passes away all the time. So no hope or no intention to have anyone special, because we don't know what will be the next object. So it depends on when time comes and sati can be aware of any object. So one can understand the anatta-ness of sati. Whenever it arises, it is aware already. And when that is awareness, it's so natural, like hardness still is hardness, but with a little understanding of its characteristic of a dhamma, a reality. No table, no thing, no finger. Hardness is hardness. Everything is like it. For example, there is hardness here. See? Hardness. So when you say understand of it, it's like usual. Just there is attention and awareness, which is different from moment when it does not appear to awareness. No characteristic of hardness, even if there, it arises and falls away so fast before its characteristic appear. So when awareness arises, it is aware so fast, instantly.
It's a different vitaka and a different sikara.
Name again. At that moment, there's no idea whether it's vitaka or manasikara. Only the understand of reality, which is not vitaka, not manasikara at all. Only that which experiences or that which appears. For example, I don't say that it's hard because it experiences that which is hard already. Not necessary to say that this is hard and this is the experiencing of it. And when it does not arise yet, one cannot know that moment whether it's like what. But as soon as it has arisen, one sees that it's different from other moments. When there's no understanding or awareness of this without name, only this. And then again, different object. So awareness can be aware when it's developed to any object with understanding.
It takes time.
Long, long time. With patience. The beginning is understand correctly moment whether it is right awareness or just I who's trying to have it. Many people would like to begin with satipatthana, but actually it should be begun with Dhamma, reality, and understanding. Because whenever there is understanding, there is awareness. Not necessary to think whether there is awareness or not. It's there already when there is understanding. So the understanding is the most important thing, because the word Buddha is right understanding or panya.
Yes, it's understanding even at the beginning, with pariyatti still understanding.
Yeah,
even if
intellectually. For example, when we talk about seeing, it doesn't mean that no one understands what seeing is, but everyone knows see as self, as, but after hearing a lot, one begins to see. The seeing is conditioned. It does not stay. As soon as there is hearing, there is no seeing. Yeah. So one begins to develop the understanding as the base for awareness to arise. If the self craves for satipatthana, there will be no condition for satipatthana. But when one understands better and better, and one knows that no one can do anything, satipatthana has opportunity to arise. Because lopa cannot hinder anymore.
Is that sanya that reminds about them?
It works itself as sankhara khanda, or sankhara khanda works its way. But when it's not right, one tries and tries very hard, no result. Wasting time trying.
Negative result.
Our negative result. So right result is understanding. And at that moment, it performs a function of detachment, gradually. Like the big mountain, how can it be
swept away?
Yeah.
That's the panya of the level of satipatthana.
Only.
It can be, it's there.
Ordinary hardness, ordinary seeing, everything is the right object for understanding.